You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent, we say hello here on a Tuesday as they get ready for the final regular season basketball game at Hilton Coliseum tonight. And Iowa getting ready for the Big Ten tournament. Sounds funny to say at this particular time, but hey, look, it is what it is, and there's nothing we can do to change it, obviously. And, of course, the Valley getting ready to go as well. Trent, how you doing, Val?
Not too bad, Jimmy B. A busy day yesterday, another busy one today. We got a busy few weeks here, and then we get into baseball season, and that's a little bit easier on things. But right now, no, it's crazy going all over the place tonight, making my way up to Ankeny for the boys' sub-state final. It is number 3-ranked Des Moines North against 7th-ranked Johnston. Should be a great basketball game. It's a shame that one of these two teams will not be playing at the state tournament, but that's the way the brackets are set from the boys in Boone.
You know, we had this conversation in the past. Let's relive this just for a moment so people absolutely positively understand what happens here. And you talked about it a little bit yesterday. The girls' side, they take the best teams. Mm-hmm. On the boys' side, they try to divvy it up around the state. So explain how this works.
So what I've been told is the girls, it's pretty simple. It's like, well, pretty much everywhere else. What you try to do is you try to get the best teams to the final destination. Here it's Wells Fargo Arena for the state tournament, for the NCAA basketball tournament. It's for the Final Four. That's why you seed the teams. You have the number one seed, and you might have teams that have to travel, but you try to balance your bracket as best as possible and to possibly get the best field. Now, it's only happened one time ever that all the number one seeds have got to a Final Four, but that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to balance it out and get the best teams to get there. Doesn't mean it's a sure thing, but that's what you're trying to do. What the Boys Association does, though, is they treat it as a state tournament, which it is. You want teams from all areas of the state is what they say. So it doesn't matter if Western Iowa in Class 4A. First of all, there's only five teams over there. There's only five teams on the far western side of the state that play at this level. You have the three Sioux City schools, the two Council Bluffs schools. That's it. So every single year, they are assured of having a team get to Wells Fargo Arena. Now, Sioux City has had some great basketball throughout the years. Adam Woodbury was there with Sioux City East, Sioux City West with Kirk Heinrich back in the day. I mean, there's been some outstanding teams, but not every single season. Yet every single season, we get a team from Western Iowa. Same thing in baseball. They've done a better job of opening it up. The other part, though, and the bigger problem that I have is it's for us. It's here locally in Central Iowa in the CIML and the games that I call week in and week out. I see how good this conference is year after year. And every single year, the way that they set brackets up in boys basketball, only three teams from Central Iowa are going to make it to Wells Fargo Arena. You're going to have a couple of teams from the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area, going to have a team from over in the Quad Cities, a few other teams from scattered different parts of eastern Iowa, and then the three teams from here, and then the one team from western Iowa. You're not getting a true representation of the eight best teams or the eight teams that took a path and maybe beat some good teams along the way to get here. That's the problem that I have with it. I understand it. I just don't like it. There are so few organizations that do it the way that the boys' side does. Well, the girls, you know, they put their brackets together and saw it in the regional finals. You'll see a Cedar Rapids school play a team here from Central Iowa in the regional final to get to the tournament. There's more travel. That means more costs. Maybe it's just about dollars and cents with the boys in Boone. That's what it looks like to me.
Now, you're going to have to refresh my memory because I've only been around for 8 or 9 years now in the state. Has it been like that the entire time, or was it different and then it was changed?
No, it's always been that way. It's always been that way. And, you know, different classes, there are different things. In fact, in 2A this year, there were only, I believe, two undefeated teams left in the Class 2A field. They played each other in the sub-state final.
Oh, that's terrible.
Northwest Iowa in Class 2A and 3A, a lot of years is stacked up. they have some outstanding programs. Now, actually, Western Christian, Hull Western Christian, who seemingly is there every year, they won't be here this year as they got knocked off last night in their sub-state final. But there's some years where three of the top four teams, four of the top five, come from Northwest Iowa. But only one's going to make it to the state tournament because they regionalize things just so much. And it's just about the area state you are, you're guaranteed. Doesn't matter if that area of the state's not very good, we're still going to set it that way. It's disappointing.
It is disappointing. The best teams deserve the chance to go for the state championship, not regionalized. If all of the good teams were in Des Moines, mm-hmm. or if all of the good teams were in Cedar Rapids, you still have to have the best teams come and play. So I think that's just shameful the way that they set that up. When you have two undefeated teams and they're meeting in a sub-state, that is tragic. Well, that really is.
And the other thing, you know, basketball is one thing. Baseball, I think, is even worse because until last season, the CIML had won something like 14 straight state championships at the 4A level. And it's the same thing. Only three teams, sometimes four, but mostly three teams are going to make it to the state tournament. What happens every year? The CIML teams a lot of times play each other in the championship because the best teams are here in Central Iowa. Different sports are different, and there's different pockets. And it leads to football in another conversation. What do we get in the championship every single year, Jimmy B? We get to the semifinals. That is going to be the best team from this side of the state against the other best team. And then the two Eastern Iowa schools face off to play in the championship. And every single year, nothing ever changes. It is East versus West. Doesn't matter if the best teams come from Central Iowa. They're playing in the semifinals. It's the same thing year after year. And that's the conversation. Is it time for some new blood, some new ideas? And hey, I understand it. It's a difficult job. You're never going to make everybody happy when you're running an association like that, the high school level. And Jim, you've lived in a lot of states, and I'm sure you've heard complaints from every state that you've lived in, and you're talking high school sports. Yep. Everybody has something to complain about. I get that. But these ideas, they have stayed the same. They're changing a little bit this year. They compress the schedule down. There's obviously people complaining about that, as you can imagine. But it's one thing after another, and just there's not a whole lot of change. It doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of forward thinking up there. That's the disappointing part. And a guy that I know well, Chris Cuellar, just took a job this year with the Boys Association. He's a younger guy, wrote for the Register for a number of years. I know Chris, he has some ideas, and you hope him and they can continue to get some new blood in there to get these new ideas out there. Regardless of what change and things that I might think is something that's going to help the kids that are playing at this level, help the student-athletes and what they want to do. Even with that, there's going to be plenty of people that don't like whatever new ideas and whatever changes out there. The thing that I get disappointed in, for me individually and what I call and what I see here in Central Iowa, is it a big deal? No, because only one team can win the title. And regardless how difficult your path is, you got to win every game in front of you. So you can take that aspect to it. But I do wonder sometimes if the best interest of the kids are there. That's the one thing that I worry about. They want to have everybody have the experience that gets to the state tournament. Well, the two teams in Class 2A that were undefeated and had to play each other in a sub-state final, is that the best interest of the kids, or is it just making it easy? Because those two teams happen to be pretty close to each other. It was East Marshall against South Hamilton Jewell. So there are two schools in Central Iowa, north of us here, that just happen to be close to each other. Two historic teams for those programs as well. East Marshall, I can't remember them being at the state tournament. Jewell's been there from time to time, but it's not some power that's year after year. But this year, they had great teams, and one of them sitting home.
That's a shame. Mm-hmm. That really is. And look, yes, I've lived in a lot of places, and there's always gripes.
The biggest gripe that
you hear most of the time is that the Catholic schools recruit.
Yes.
That's what you get. Well, we all know they recruit. So to me, that's not a big deal. That just comes with being a private school. They get away with that.
Well, just in, Jimmy B, the public schools recruit as well. I mean,
sure they do.
Don't kid yourself.
No, I know. And that was always my comeback.
Yeah.
Was look at they're always trying to get people to move into their territory.
Yes.
You know, I mean that happens constantly. So that's nothing new. But from the places where I had lived, that to me was the biggest complaint. Not the best teams sometimes don't even get to go to the state because they end up. I've never heard that one before because most of the states where I lived, it was a regular tournament and you were seeded and then you play. It's just like, the Big 12 or the Big 10 tournament. You're seeded on your record and then you play in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case here. It's not.
So I do get a kick, and I, the whole recruiting angle and how parochial schools, they get a leg up because of that, I mean, I think that is silly. Though, I mean, first of all, a team like Dowling, who continues to win championship after championship in football, what are they going to do? They can't bump up a class. They're already in the highest class. Is everybody else, I mean, are they going to play in their own league? Are they going to play against Council Bluffs St. Albert, a school that has an enrollment of 100 kids? No, they're not going to do that, so... It just, the way that our state is structured, it is different because we don't have as many parochial schools. We don't have as many cities. But I do look at some of those smaller programs, like a Council Bluffs St. Albert. They do come from a metro area. You know, Mason City Newman, a bigger city from everybody else that they play at the one level. I do feel like there maybe should be some kind of multiplier. I know that's what Illinois uses. So you take the enrollment of the parochial school and you multiply it by 1.5. And a lot of times it'll lead those schools to bump up a class. Again, for the Dowlings of the world, it doesn't matter. But for some of the smaller ones, it would matter. That's something that I do go on. But the recruiting angle, I just shake my head and laugh because Jimmy B, I know a lot of people around here now at the high school level. I talk to a lot of people. If you think it's just happening at Dowling, if you just think it's happening at the Iowa City Regina, you're kidding yourself. It happens all over the place.
Everywhere.
And we're not just talking about the big schools. We're not just talking about Southeast Polk and Waukee and Valley at the public school level. It happens at the 2A level, the 3A level, the 1A level. It happens everywhere. There's recruiting all over the place. And good for the kids. Find the situation you think is going to work best for you, either be it to work to get a college scholarship or on the other side, leading the other way just to play for a good team. You want to do that? You want to have your family move to make that happen? Make it happen. You know, we've been talking, and yesterday, obviously, after Sunday night, the story of Chris Street back up there. Remember, Chris Street, he's not an Indianola kid. He was not a guy that grew up in Indianola. He grew up in a small town in way southern Iowa, played at a small 1A conference down there, and moved to help himself out because his dad looked at it and said, boy, this guy's already all conference as a freshman, and maybe we should find a place that would be better suited for his abilities. That's what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it should be. The best for the kids. That's what I hope for.
I hope that you're right, and I hope that somebody has a brain up in Boone and they can figure it out. I really do.
Quayar, you're our last hope.
Is that our last hope.
Is that the Star Wars line?
Yes, you're our last hope. That's correct.
Okay.
Quayar wasn't what they said, but...
right.
But he is.
Yes.
He is our last hope. He is. So I hope he's listening, and I hope that he takes heed and has the ability to sway some of the others that are there, and they can start to look at it like it really should be.
Well, a shortened show today, Jimmy B, as we have the Hawkeye Huddle from 5 until 6 o'clock. Tom Kakert will be by, along with Brett Ridge and Dave Creighton Jr. And also Iowa women's assistant coach Jan Jensen will stop by, talk about their team as they get ready for the Big Ten tournament. But Jimmy B, we're running short on time. We got Alex Halstead coming up here in about five minutes. But we got to talk more about Jordan Bohannon. And I want to get your thoughts on that. Got a couple other things. An hour is not enough time, Jimmy B. When we miss Monday, and though we were on at 5 o'clock from 5 until 6 o'clock, I feel like we missed too much. It's just, we need more time. And, well, we don't have it right now. We'll get to it, though, after Alex Halstead. We're talking Cyclones. Coming up on the other side, they get ready for the senior night against Oklahoma State. A preview of that little football talk as well. Alex Halstead from Cyclone Alert, he joins us on the other side. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M Industrial Pressure Washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cold or flu? Fever is flu's trademark. The Exogen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer pediatricians recommend. Protect your family. Exogen.com.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Caring Hands Food Pantry serves the residents of Southeast Polk School District as well as all of Bondurant and Pleasant Hill. If you live in this area or use the school system and find yourself in need of additional food at this time, come in Mondays or Wednesdays between 3 and 6 or on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday between 11 and 1. You will need to bring in an ID for each member of your family and a piece of mail postmarked and delivered to you for each adult over 18 in order to register. There are no income requirements, no checking of employment, nor need to be signed up for any government or church charity program. We are here to help. If you need food, we have it for you. Caring Hands has been serving the Southeast Polk area for more than 20 years and is funded by charitable contributions from those of us in the community. Check out their website at caringhandsiowa.org.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. if better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We roll till 5 o'clock, then it's the Hawkeye Huddle, but right now we're going to get you ready for the Iowa State Cyclones' final regular season game. It is tonight at Hilton Coliseum, Oklahoma State, the opposition. Alex Halstead joins us 24-7, Cyclone Alert. He's with us right now. Hi, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm doing good here in Hilton Coliseum, and an early game tonight at 6, so... like you said, last home game, not as big of a senior day as we've seen in the last couple of years, but last game at Hilton for Donovan Jackson, and still a big game for them to try to end things the right way.
I'm real curious about how you think the reaction will be for Jackson and Hans Brace as they will end their careers. What do you expect out of the Hilton crowd tonight?
Well, I think especially for Jackson, you'll hear quite an eruption, I think, when he's announced. And I think the interesting thing with him is going to be if he gives a speech. That's kind of been Steve Prohm's thing at Murray State, is for players to kind of at least talk to the crowd for a period of time after the game. And we've seen him the first 2 years here, with guys like George Niang or Nasby Trelong or Monte Morris. And Jackson, obviously that would be anticipated, but, with the passing of his father a week or so ago, he just got back last night from the funeral, which was on Saturday. Prohm was going to talk to him to see if he was going to be up for addressing the crowd. But I think all those things, and he has had some big moments. He's hit some big shots, and I think the one that everyone will remember for a long, long time is obviously the shot he not at Hilton Coliseum, but at Allen Fieldhouse to kind of clinch that win against Kansas last year. So he's had some big moments here, and still has a chance because he missed that game. It's a little harder, but he still has a chance to set their all-time single-season 3-point record. I think he's 15 away from that.
Donovan Jackson, you mentioned that shot against Kansas. He's had some great moments this season. The other two seniors, though, it is a little bit different, fifth-year grad guys, and I'm sure it didn't exactly go the way that they anticipated. Hans Brace, because of the continued injuries that he had, something that has hurt him throughout his career. And then also Jeff Beverly, but Beverly's still out there, still doing his thing, and this would have been very easy. A lot of times a grad transfer expecting to see more playing time. He could have been a malcontent. Doesn't sound like that was the issue with Jeff Beverly, a guy that's still out there doing his thing, and that's good to see.
Yeah, two interesting cases, like you mentioned. Hans Brace, he's never taken part in a senior day. In high school, he got, I think, injured his ankle, didn't play on senior night, and then obviously missed the rest of what was going to be a senior season initially at Princeton. So he's excited just to, he said, see what a senior day is like. And he's really battled because, when you look back at even Saturday, he said he probably wasn't ready to play Saturday. He's just not there. But he told him, hey, we're down to six guys, and if you really need me, you can put me in. And so they put him in, and he didn't play a ton of minutes. But I think even for a guy like him, he's tried to play. I mean, when you have two ACL tears and stuff like that, and then he had an ankle injury that I think affected the knees and all that. And Steve Prohm still thinks, it was maybe a little rushed, It's just he needs so much time that he could still maybe play overseas eventually if he has to take enough time off to get healed. But I think big for him to play. I mean, like you said with Beverly, I think that's a key point that you made was, there was a point where he really went from the starting lineup and then didn't really play. And he talked about that yesterday, how, he leaned on his mom a lot and his high school coach to just kind of stick with it. And now we see his opportunity come back around because of injuries. And I'm sure things haven't necessarily gone how he wanted to, but from all accounts, he's still been, like you said, a good teammate and has shown up when they've asked him to play, even if some days they didn't ask him to play at all.
Alex Halstead is our guest, 24/7 Cyclone Alert, talking Cyclones for their final home regular season game tonight at Hilton Coliseum. Okay, Oklahoma State, set me up then, Alex, how you view this game this evening, and at least now Iowa State will have a couple of extra players on the bench.
Yeah, so, I mean, the game overall is meaningless when you look at it in terms of the Big 12 standings. Iowa State has 4 wins in the conference. Oklahoma State has 6. And even if they tied, Oklahoma State beat Kansas to then win the tiebreaker. So Iowa State's going to be the 10 seed, play at 8 o'clock next Wednesday, which is still another opponent. There's still probably 3-4 possibilities. But, you know, in terms of the seeding for the Kansas City and stuff, whether they play at 6 or 8, we know it's 8, they're the 10 seed. So it doesn't play much into that. But I think this is an opportunity for a win. I think even with you know, guys like Nick Wavrebab and Solomon Young out, you know, if Donovan Jackson, Lindell Wiginton, Cameron Lard play well, this is a game that they probably should have won when you look back to the game in Stillwater. Iowa State was up 8 points, I think, with 3.5 minutes left, and that's one that I think they really regret not finishing. And so I think this is still an opportunity for them to get a fifth win. And, you know, I was talking about this with someone a few weeks ago. Had Iowa State been able to get to 6 wins this year, it just feels like there's a big difference between 6-12 and 4-14 because – you're in essence, you're 3 games there from 500, and you can look at several games where Iowa State didn't close. And so, you know, they could have been, you know, closer in some games or closer, you know, to that 6 win mark. And these injuries have set them back, but I think to get a 5th win, I think, would still mean something to them.
Yeah, and something to build upon. You got Oklahoma coming up this weekend, and the Sooners are certainly not the same team that we saw earlier this season. You know, a chance to gain a little bit of momentum here. And you mentioned, you know, they're locked into that number 10 spot. They'll be playing against whoever the 7 seed is. But, hey, you know what? That's actually the right side of the bracket because you're on the opposite side from Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, when you look at some of the teams they could play, you know, one of the possibilities is Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
One of the possibilities is Texas, who we still – Mo Bamba didn't play last night.
Right.
There's some thought maybe he won't play to the NCAA tournament, although they might need him to play to make the tournament still because mm-hmm. there's a possibility that they go 7-11. But there's games that they can at least compete in there, you know. You know, we've seen them beat Baylor at home, and we've seen them be competitive with Texas, at least, you know, the first time. So there's games, I think, that they could be competitive against. I'm not saying they're going to make a big run, but I think they still have some basketball left to play. And, you know, it's still important, I think, for guys like Lindell Wiginton and Cameron Bard, you know, to get ready for next season because, you know, I don't know for sure what the Big 12 does with all freshman team, but those are two guys that could make it. And they're kind of the core of next year's team. And so I think with 3 games left, there's still possibilities for them to get something out of this.
Alex Halstead is our guest, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. Alex, this has been a trying season. How do you read how fans have reacted to this season with the acknowledgement that, okay, they're not a NCAA team, most likely NIT, and then, okay, they're not even an NIT team.
Well, I think there's been a little bit of a cycle through it. I think there was a point when they lost the first 2 games of the season, not necessarily the Missouri game as much as when they lost by double figures to Milwaukee. There was a lot of doom and gloom about this team wasn't even close. And then they win 9 straight games. They, you know, beat a pretty decent Boise State team and things like that. And I think fans are like, man, this team maybe is better than we thought. And then Big 12 hits, and they kind of start to go downhill. So I think there's been kind of a cycle of the ups and downs. But I think for the most part, you know, once the Big 12 started and they lost some of those games, you know, right off the bat, I think a lot of fans have settled into the reality of it, that this is a young team. And I think most fans have been pretty even keeled about it because they see that Taven Horton-Tucker is coming in and Zion Griffin, 2 top 100 recruits, depending on the service you look at. So I think a lot of that has calmed fans down a little bit and I think helps people look forward to next season, especially because of the injuries. I think a lot of fans have maybe not used them as an excuse, but used them as a reason to let some of this go.
You know, you mentioned Horton Tucker. He's a guy that's getting a ton of accolades and continue to see the highlights and some of the high-level dunks that he's had. Out of the other 3 guys, I know Zion Griffin, he's a guy that's also ranked very high. Is he the most likely of the remaining trio that's going to see playing time next season?
Yeah, I think so. And I think partly because, you know, he's a guy that can play the 3 or the 4. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we could see him play at the 4 in the small lineup. And supposedly, you know, you could just see that he's physically ready. But, you know, sometimes these guys come and scrimmage, you know, on their official visits or whatever, and they can scrimmage as long as coaches aren't there instructing or watching. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, someone I talked to, it sounded like he scrimmaged pretty well against them. So I think physically he's there and ready. But, yeah, Horton Tucker is obviously the first guy. And I think part of the reason with Horton Tucker that, you know, he could play so soon is they think he could play anywhere from the one through the four. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be your full-time point guard, but he's capable of moving to those different spots, which gives him a lot more opportunity to play. So those are the two. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see. You know, I think we know that George Conda is more of a project in the sense that they're going to have to continue to build his body and add weight and work with it. I think his post game's there, but continue to develop it just like they had to with Cameron Lard. And then, you know, Tyrese Haliburton's had a, you know, really good season this year, but you're going to have Lindell Wigginton and, you know, Nick Wilder-Babb back. And, you know, if some of those other guys that can play the point at times, you know, like a Zoran Talley or whatever, can do some different things. Those two guys, I think, it's just going to be a little tougher, but, you know, you never know, I guess, until they get to campus.
Does this team, meaning Iowa State next season, put themselves in the position once again to be an NCAA team with the addition of Shaiak and Jacobson?
I was thinking about this last night because you see teams like Texas and Baylor are still projected as 12 seeds, and who knows how right these people are that are projecting these brackets. But if Texas is on the bubble at 7-11 in this conference, you know, I think Iowa State can get to that point. They're not that – they haven't been that far off of a few more wins. You know, they got four right now. You know, let's say even if they won tonight, they'd be at five, and there's several games that they could win with a team that can close games and with a team that can play. I think a big thing that Prohm talks about is just better defense. You know, they just – sometimes they don't play well in defense. And there's one game recently where Prohm said, you know, he thought about going to zone, and then he said at some point these guys just have to be able to play man-to-man and not let guys get by him, and that's got to just be something that bothers them. So I think with another year, or I should say another offseason for Lindell Wigginton, Cameron Bard, you bring in, like you said, Shaiak and Jacobson, you really don't lose much from the team. You lose Donovan Jackson, you know, but other than that, you don't really graduate much. And so I think it's all basically gaining stuff, and including experience for Bard, Wigginton, and Solomon Young. So I do think that they can be back on that bubble at least, at the very least, next year. I know we talked about that going into this season, but I think a much more realistic chance to be, you know, in the upper part and maybe on the fringe of not having to play on the Wednesday in Kansas City.
All right, Alex, I got a question. Alex Halstead, Cyclone Alert, joining us. This might sound dumb, and Alex, we've talked for a long time now. If I'm being dumb, just tell me. But what's the vision of Iowa State going forward for Steve Prohm? Because early on, it was Hoiberg's guys, and first it was Niang graduating, then the group of seniors from a year ago. This year is a rebuild, and you know they try to plug a couple of gaps with the grad transfers and what they've done. Next year, they're going to have some youngsters. How are they going to look when everything is exactly Steve Prohm's? What's the vision for Iowa State basketball? Is there a style maybe you can compare it to? Can you help me out here? Or am I just being dumb?
Well, no, I think that's a good question because I think we had asked that this offseason, you know, how much is this style going to become your own? And, you know, he's always kind of been adamant that those guys were his players still and that was still what he wanted to do. Yes, he's left a lot of what Fred did in and didn't try to throw too much at them because they were already comfortable. But I think offensively they want to be very similar. They still want to space the floor, get up and down, you know, rely on the three. Although I think in these coming years we're going to see them rely a lot less on the three just because when you look at the talent they have, you know, Lindell Wigginton gets to the rim. Zoran Talley next year gets to the rim. Shaiak, I don't think he's trying to develop his three-point shot, but he's a guy that is athletic and gets to the rim. And I think same with Taylen Horton-Tucker. So I think the three-point shot, that's one area that I'm interested to see is how much are they not that team anymore, you know, even though that is still, increasingly part of the game. But I think stylistically, I think they're still going to get up and down on all those things. But I do think that he wants to be much more of a hard-nosed defensive team, I think, than we saw with Hoiberg. So I think that's the biggest change, I think. But they're obviously not there yet, and it's going to be interesting to see what that means because he's tried different zones this year, he's got Dave Hobbs on staff who is kind of a defensive guy who works with him with those zones and press. And so it'll be interesting to see if they try to evolve that once – like you said, really, especially his team starting this year and moving forward now.
Alex, their schedule, have you had a chance to take a look at it other than the Big 12? Do you know what else is on there?
Well, it's going to be a really tough schedule because they host Missouri, who, you know, yep. Michael Porter Jr. is probably gone, although he didn't really play this year, but they host them, so they do get him at home. Obviously, they have to go to Iowa City. And then the other thing about it is they go to Hawaii for the Maui Invitational, and if you look at that field, it's stacked next year, and I think you're guaranteed at least three games there. And it includes Duke, Arizona, I think Gonzaga, Xavier. I mean, the field next year is really deep, and so it's going to be a really tough non-conference, and it's going to come at them quick because the Maui Invitational comes at you pretty early in the season. So, and then, like you said, you go right into the Big 12. So it's going to be one of their more challenging schedules that I can remember because of the Maui Invitational and because you scheduled a home game with Missouri and then have to go to Iowa City. So a little bit more experienced team, but they're going to have a lot thrown at them really quick next year too.
Yeah, it's going to be certainly an arduous task there early on. And Tyler Cook, he might be at Mizzou, though he'd have to sit out next year. If you're listening to the rumors out there, that's a different conversation. Alex Halstead joining us, CycloneAlert.com. All right, Alex, want to jump into a little bit of football. Changes yep. in the coaching staff, your thoughts and what's to come there over on the football field?
Yeah, so we had the first one of the offseason a few weeks or maybe more than a month ago now when Lou Iene went to Northwestern, and there wasn't the craziest thing in the world. You know, Lou Iene, you know, that's his alma mater and all that. So that was one change of bringing Nate Shieldhouse. And the timing of the Tom Manning thing surprises me more than anything else. You know, he just had a child on Wednesday, and so it doesn't necessarily shock me that he wants to maybe get to there's no less of a grind in the NFL, but you're not chasing around recruits. You're not gone, you know, for all those months in the spring and in the winter recruiting. But it was just the timing. The good thing, I think, for Iowa State is I don't know when they'll officially announce their hires, but everybody, I've talked to recruits and everything, and it sounds like it's going to be Jeff Myers, graduate assistant Jeff Myers is going to take over for him as the offensive line coach. I think actually already has, just not officially. So they've been grooming him for a while. You know, he played for Matt Campbell and Tom Manning on the offensive line, made 38 consecutive starts as a three-year starter there. And then right when his career was done at Toledo, he became a recruiting graduate assistant there. And then the last 2 years he came to Iowa State and was a offensive line graduate assistant the last 2 years. And if you talk to players, he's been very involved with that offensive line, with those players, and basically been learning from Campbell and Manning to eventually become an offensive line coach. Now, the original thought was probably he was going to go do that elsewhere for a few years, but now he's just going to do it at Iowa State. So a young guy, I think he's probably 26, 27, like Nate Shieldhouse, but I think Campbell's going to be very involved in that offensive line and continue to bring him along as a coach.
So as you take a look then at the football on the spring game, that sort of thing, there will be still a lot of familiar faces, including one at quarterback. How do you get a read then on this team right now?
Well, yeah, you know, that's the good thing for them going into the spring. I think there's just a lot more, especially with Kyle Kemp back, there's not as much shifting around as much as it is just taking what they did last year and moving forward. Now, there are pieces they have to replace, but at quarterback, you got Kyle Kemp, who's now started eight games, and his backup quarterback has played six true quarters of college football and won a road game in the Big 12. At running back, you bring back David Montgomery, you get Kinnaid Nwangwu back. Your third string is probably Mike Warren and Johnny Lang. So just kind of across the board, even the offensive line, they really only graduate Jake Campos and Robbie Garcia and return three starters there, four starters if you count Sean Foster and Bryce Meeker switching on and off. So, I mean, they got to replace a guy like Kamar Cotmore, Reggie Wilkerson. I think the safety is the spot that it's going to be maybe a little uncomfortable for them as they try to figure out who starts there. But Matt Campbell told me that he thinks the defensive backfield is the deepest part of the team. It's just young. So I think safety, and then obviously figuring out who gets those touches at receiver with Al Lazard gone and Trevor Ryan gone and Marcin Murdock. But, you know, outside of receiver and the safety, a lot of it's just guys coming back and taking the next step. And so I think they do return most of their production from last year, and I think that's one positive thing for them going into the spring for Matt Campbell.
Alex, big junior day weekend over the weekend. What can you tell us from there? Any potential commitments, some big names that were on campus. What you heard from the guys that were on campus last weekend?
Yeah, so they had 13 visitors, and one of the better junior days they've had under Matt Campbell, maybe the best one, and a couple four-star top 247 kids, one of them Jarrell Brock, a running back out of Quincy, Illinois, and whether an Iowa State or Iowa fan, and you follow recruiting and listening, you're probably familiar with him. A six-foot running back, like I said, from Illinois, who's the top running back target for Iowa, Iowa State, Illinois, Purdue, and Minnesota now. So the interesting thing there is Nate Shieldhouse was recruiting him to Illinois. Now he's recruiting him to Iowa State. So the good thing for them is that relationship goes back quite a while. So so that's a positive. He's one big guy. I think Iowa State's right there with Iowa and Illinois to get him. And then they had five Iowans in town this weekend, and a couple of them from Eastern Iowa, which is going to be interesting. Iowa hasn't offered either of them, but Iowa City West linebacker Cole Mabry was in town this weekend, and then Solon linebacker Cole Flansburg was in town this weekend. So, you know, all 13 visitors this weekend were Midwest guys, and I think that's one benefit they've seen from Matt Campbell recruiting the Midwest is when you're recruiting Texas and California and Florida more primarily, it's hard to get them up in February and March for visits paying their own way. When you're recruiting Illinois, Wisconsin, and, you know, Kansas and stuff like that, those kids can drive and visit in March, April, and have come to Ames several times before they ever take an official. So I think that's one area we've seen really take a step forward in the recruiting is they're getting more kids to campus because they're recruiting the Midwest more. And a lot of the kids that were in town this weekend have offers from Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, so they're competing a lot more with those Midwest schools, at least early in the process. I think we'll start seeing more offers come in the South. But here in the early months, a lot of their competition really is right here in the Midwest too.
All right, Alex, we got to run. Before we let you go, how do you see tonight's hoop game playing out, Iowa State, Oklahoma State?
I think Iowa State can win, but it's just hard to pick them without knowing how Donovan Jackson's going to react. You know, he's only played one game in the last week and hasn't practiced a lot. So I'll probably go Oklahoma State in a close one. But part of me still thinks they win and Jackson has a good night. But I guess I'll go with Oklahoma State.
All right, Alex, thank you. Always good when we catch up to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Thanks, Alex.
Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert. Trent, we always get great information out of him. The kid really is busting his backside to really do a good job.
Give him a follow on Twitter tonight, following along with the Cyclone game. Always does a great job with that as well, at Alex Halstead, and it's cyclonealert.com. where you can find all of Alex's information. Jimmy B, I got a couple of questions I got to throw your way. So we'll do that on the other side. I got basketball. I got a little golf for you. Got a couple of things.
Okay.
I just want to pick the brain of Mr. Jim Brinson. We'll do that next as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's a Hawkeye Huddle Tuesday. Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge will be by from 5 until 6. All to come right here on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Tonight's forecast, nice and mild early out there tonight, but cloudy and cooler later on, low near 38. Mostly cloudy, cooler and mainly dry Wednesday until late in the day. There's a slight chance of showers, then a high of 48. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Ice, snow, sleet. You deserve a reward for suffering through another Iowa winter. And you'll find that reward in a Manitou pontoon boat from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Yeah, it's not boating season now, but it is the perfect time to get ready for it. Your winter will be easier knowing you have a new Manitou Performance pontoon from Malone Motorsports waiting for you this spring. Manitou's new patented V-Tune technology makes these pontoon boats move like no other. It's one of the reasons Manitou is the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Water Ski endorsed water sports boat. It's not a question of whether or not you can pull a skier, but how many skiers do you want to pull? Manitou, the first company ever to crush the competition, sweeping all three categories in the Mecaner pontoon barrel races. See these amazing Manitou pontoons for yourself at Malone Motorsports. Malone Motorsports, just minutes east of Des Moines in Monroe. Online, malonemotorsports.net, or call 888-MALONES. That's 888-MALONES.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Is your child an animal lover? Host their birthday party at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. The birthday guests will experience a mock adoption and take home their own plush animal. There will be face painting and also a visit from cuddly animals. This two-hour birthday party will allow time for birthday cake, gift opening, and a tour of the facility. We are now accepting reservations for next month. Get more information at arl-iowa.org/birthdays.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The 2018 Girls State Basketball Tournament is on the air on 1700 KBGG. Join me, Trent Condon, for play-by-play action of all the locals in Class 5A through the state championship on Friday night from Wells Fargo Arena. The 2018 Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament is presented by Renovated Solutions. Thinking about a home project? Don't just think about it. Do it with Renovated Solutions.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing it a man. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. We are back. It's our final segment. The Hawkeye Huddle coming your way at the top of the hour. All right, Trent. So you had a couple of things you wanted to blow by my empty mind. So let's go for it.
there was one thing that really I wanted to get your thoughts on. You're a golf guy, right? You're a big golf guy. You like watching it on the weekends.
I do, yeah.
I think you watch more of it than I do. When the majors are around, I do. But every time, I've got to flip on the golf. Okay, whatever. You're always about the golf on Thursdays and Fridays. You pull it up on your iPad. So they announced that the U.S. Open is undergoing changes. I love the U.S. Open. Falls on Father's Day weekend traditionally. And instead of the 18-hole playoff, if there is a tie the next day, they're going to a 2-hole aggregate. I'm going to leave my opinion alone here. I want to get yours first.
I like the idea. The last time I paid attention to an 18-hole playoff was when Tiger was matched up against Rocco Mediate, and they played that tournament. Or the next day.
Mm-hmm. The only reason that was the last time you paid attention is because that was the last time they had one of those.
Last time it happened, yes. Yeah, so I don't have a big issue with it. I don't know why you got to play 18. Look, we had this discussion before. You're not a fan of the shootout in soccer or hockey. I am. This is kind of like golf's version of the shootout. So for me, I think it'll be fun. I think it would be highly entertaining for fans. And this is the big and, you don't have to wait another day to crown a champion. You're going to crown the champion that day.
For television, there aren't a lot of people that can sit around and watch 4 hours of golf on a Monday. I get that.
That's right.
And I think more importantly, for the people that are actually there, they're going to see a conclusion. You know, a lot of people, if they're going or you're traveling to a U.S. Open, you got travel plans. You're either leaving that night or leaving the next morning. You know, you can't stick around for an extra day. So for the fans, it is a good thing. But I did like that the U.S. Open, it was a little bit different. It had a different way of doing it. And you got the 4-hole aggregate in the British. You got the 3-hole now in the PGA as they've changed from that. You get sudden death in the Masters. I just hope that the 2-hole aggregate, when they're choosing what those holes are going to be, you got to figure they're going to put thought into it, but just don't have it be two long holes and a bomber's got a big advantage. Make it a true sense of who the player's going to be. That's what I want to see, and unfortunately, it seems like they always screw up those decisions.
It never fails. They always do, even though the concept is a good idea, but somebody will screw it up. You're absolutely right about that. Would you like a par 3 of about 185 yards or not?
Maybe. Since it is 2 holes, yes. I don't like that. I don't like when you can tee up your shot for a playoff hole. I don't like that. I don't like number 18 being a par 3, though. There aren't many courses. There are a few from time to time that fall into that category. I do like playing a par 4, kind of the historical context, or even a difficult par 5. But if it's one of the two, if it makes sense for the course, I can buy it. And it won't be 185, Jimmy B. I mean, it's going to be 242. Those are the par 3s that they play. They're not playing from the pink tees like you do.
Hey, look, I got to have a shot here. If I can just throw my ball over the water, I'm happy.
We'll take the break. Hawkeye Huddle comes up on the other side. Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge.
Tiki Barber
and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
The most famous unsolved case of our time.
The murder of Biggie Smalls is directly related to the murder of Tupac.
This February on USA, a limited series event.
This whole conspiracy thing, you buy it?
From a director of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.
You want to accuse LAPD officers of a celebrity's assassination?
If that's the truth, yeah.
Unsolved, the murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G.
This case is legendary.
New series tonight at 10, 9 central, only on USA Network.
This time of year, I don't have kids, I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman, I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 3/3/18.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
The 2018 Girls State Basketball Tournament is on the air on 1700 KBGG. Join me, Trent Condon, for play-by-play action of all the locals in Class 5A through the state championship on Friday night from Wells Fargo Arena. The 2018 Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament is presented by Jethro's Barbecue. Try the world-famous Emenecker Challenge at any of the 7 Jethro's